Hello, friends, and welcome to this Lenten reflection of Sunday of the fourth week of Lent. Presented and produced by myself, Father Tom Casey, SMA, that is the Society of African Missions, and from the SMA Media Centre in Dola. That is one of the most popular hymns that nearly everybody knows. Its original text was written by a former slave trader, John Newton, and it drew on Newton's own experience as a slave trader, specifically from a near-death experience he'd had decades earlier when the slave ship he was on encountered a violent storm, prompting him to convert to Christianity. Later, Newton spoke out against slavery in 1788. Over the course of history, there are many examples of people who have been lost and then were found. It is something that we experience regularly. At least we should. Hence the need for frequent confession. Our sins are estranging us from our home, which is to be with God. Getting back to the Lord and His right road is a joyful experience. And this Sunday, which is considered to be halfway through our 40 days of desert experience, and is known as Laetare Sunday. Laetare is a Latin word that means rejoice. We are rejoicing because we are reminded that on the way forwards there will be the resurrection of the Lord, the happiest day that the whole humankind ever experienced. The prodigal son in today's Gospel from Luke 15 is an example and joyful expression of the joy of returning home. If the scrutinies are being followed in your church today, you will hear the gospel of the man born blind, which is from John chapter 9, verse 1 to 41. The scrutinies are a series of public declarations of adult candidates during the Sundays of Lent who have been accepted for the reception of baptism and First Communion at Easter time. And on this Sunday, there may be a public appearance stage celebrated so that the candidates may be liturgically accredited with one of the stages called the scrutinies. We are encouraged to pray for the candidates who are our newest members to be, and is a source of great joy for us. The gospel, as I said, may be from John chapter 9 verses 1 to 41, which is the story of the man born blind. Otherwise, the gospel can be and is the usual one of the day, which is Luke 15, and describes the prodigal son story. Both these stories are joyful and are in line with what we should have in our heart of hearts this Laetare Sunday, a joyful hope and expectation of the greatest celebration of new life in the resurrection of the Lord. We all secretly fear the unavoidable reality that we are going to die and pass on from what we know here in this temporary world. We dread it and keep it out of our minds. We don't want to go there. Let's face it, deep down we feel that it's unfair, and why should it be that way? Well, we are told in our doctrine that Jesus Christ gave meaning to all this by overcoming death and rising to new life, and that He is inviting us to move with Him. And how do we do that? Well, it is in accepting this fact that we are going to die as God's children, and that He is in control, and in no way is He going to allow it that all ends there at death. He is in fact making a home for us in heaven. As young people, children in other words, we all played games and we imagined ourselves in a battle or on a horse or on a lake or going to Lusaka or being a priest, a nun, a brother or a president or a chief. We used our imaginations and that was good. Our imaginations are part of our human experience. As adults, we somehow stopped using our imaginations because it was considered to be childish, and adults are serious, and we adults don't do that. Now I'm going to be bold and encourage you to use your imaginations to experience something that resembles what heaven is going to be like. Imagine all the saints and angels in heaven. Well, put them into one of those new football stadiums that we have here in Zambia now. Now imagine they are the crowds and you are one of the players and you score a goal and the whole stadium of people erupts in a beautiful and loud and exhilarating wave of joy. Well, that is what happens in heaven when you do acts of Christianity. Now imagine when you do something extraordinary like visiting a sick person, helping a poor person. All those roars and cheers goes off to the praise and glory of God and his company in heaven. The opposite, of course, is terrible disappointment when you sin. Imagine how disappointed that crowd are when you miss a goal. I need not enumerate our sins here, but you can imagine the disappointed energy that is created in heaven and in that exalted company. I find this use of imagination very helpful. And there is so much to look forward to in heaven and even while we are still here on earth. Imagine that company of saints and angels who are behind you in every good thing you do and are there to protect you and help you when you are on the bad road, when you are lost. All this makes dying, in whatever way it comes to us, and it all is a special event for each and every one of us. It makes it a very little matter of discomfort that we will have to go through to get to that great company of saints and angels. Oh, the joy that is experienced when we have been lost and now come home. Listen to that company in heaven cheering you on. Any comments on these reflections are welcome. Please send to smamediaindola@gmail.com, all lowercase and one word. And I enumerate them now. smamediaindola@gmail.com. Your comments would be most welcome and would be a great help to me in preparing these reflections. May God bless you. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you a happy and joyful Lenten period.